Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Houston. Let's get in the loop.
Oh, the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio 610.
How do you resist, JJ, with all of the names that you listed and D'Amico? Obviously, you know D'Amico, haven't played with him. How do you, the competitor in you, resist, like, the not being that far removed from playing? How do you resist the temptation?
Oh, I mean, I'm a very fortunate, lucky man. I got a beautiful wife. I got a beautiful son. I've had 12 great years in this league, and I'm very thankful to have walked away healthy and playing great. I told D'Amico last year, I said, don't call unless you absolutely need it, but if you ever do call, I'll be there. He knows not to call unless he absolutely needs it. This is the last year I'll tell him that, because I'm not going to keep training the way I've been training, but he knows that if he ever truly does need it, I'll be there for him, but I don't anticipate that happening. They got a very good crew.
So you're saying if four defensive ends go down by week 12?
I very much don't want that to ever be the case. I hope that everybody stays extremely healthy and they dominate and they don't need any other bodies, and I just get to watch and enjoy from the couch.
That was J.J. Watt with Brandon Scott and Ari Alexander opening the door and saying the door has basically been open to him coming back ever since D'Amico Ryans took the Texans job.
Yeah, I know you have a question about this, and I like it. And I've got a couple of, I think three, that come to mind. We'll see if the loopholes agree. Which former Texan would you want to come back? And by the way, that's for this iteration of the Texans. But let's talk about that for a second real quick, just him doing that. I know I was talking to you and Sean before the show, and they talked about it on Payne and Pendergast. I think that puts a lot of undue pressure on D'Amico Ryans, him saying that. Let me say this. I don't think he had any intention of putting pressure on D'Amico. I don't think that it even crossed his mind. But it does. Because, like, now everybody, and you've seen it, everybody's talking about, like, oh, hey, JJ, we're ready for you, and whatever it may be, you know, whatever's, you know, trending. Because it's still trending right now. It was trending Saturday, Sunday, today, about JJ leaving the door. It's on all the websites.
Yeah, it's become a national story.
It's a story. It's like the number two or three story on ESPN, on the NFL page anyway, this morning. And I'm like, so let's say the Texans start to struggle week 10 on the defensive front, it becomes apparent. What are people going to be saying?
Or even earlier than that.
Or even earlier, yeah. But like, what are people going to be saying?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, hey.
We need you, JJ. Come on, D'Amico.
We need a pass rusher.
Yeah.
There's one sitting back there who said he's training.
Yes.
That was the part at the end where he said, I'm not training like this anymore. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't know that you were training to play NFL football. It sounds like he's been looking towards this for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And it was rumored, and it was easy to shut the door, and he didn't. So clearly it's on his mind. Clearly he's had this conversation with D'Amico. Now let's take it a step further. Let's say they do need this pass rush. It's obvious to everyone. D'Amico does bring him in. It's obvious that the only reason that JJ would be here is because of D'Amico Ryans. And then what happens if he's lost a step? What happens if, you know, he's not productive? And you have to play him. Like, you brought him in for that reason. I just think it's a little bit unfair to D'Amico. I don't think there was any intent there, but a little bit unfair to D'Amico.
Yeah, I don't think, though, that he would come back if he didn't think that he were up to it. And I'm sure that he's doing different drills, and I'm sure that that he would have video or whatever to show that, hey, I'm still what I was or close to what
he'll
I was.
He'll have video.
Yeah.
It'll be all over social media.
So I do wonder, though, if that is something like, does he show up to training camp? Does he do little things? Does he take little steps like that to just kind of ingratiate it, or not ingratiate, but just to like, hey, coaching staff, remember me. I'm around and
kind of be in the room. So
yeah, just kind of give me an idea of what you guys are doing.
And you said like, of course he's going to think he can still play.
They all do.
And he
was still good when he retired.
He was good, and he's a competitor at the highest level and all that. But it's one thing to think like, hey, I'm running this 40 time or this shuttle time. I'm hitting, you know, the tackling dummies as best as good as I ever have. It's one thing to do that and then get on a field.
Yes. It's one thing. He hadn't gotten hit. Hadn't gotten hit by a mean offensive
and what
tackle.
Is that, two back surgeries? One for sure.
He's had many surgeries.
But back.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a leverage position.
Yeah. It's tough. It would be tough for him to come back after this. Now, hey, maybe the year and a half off did some good. Yeah. You know, maybe that rested the body. Maybe that puts him in a position to where he can come back and be effective. And obviously, it wouldn't be on an every down roll.
Yeah.
It would be basically as a spot guy. But that's somebody who could be of value if you need it.
And I got something else on JJ that we'll get to in a little bit. Kind of a confession, kind of like not something I want to say. But I'm interested in your point on who you would want to bring back on this iteration.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, so that did get me thinking. It's like, okay, if he's going to come out of retirement, who else should come out of retirement? And you can't say the two guys in the Ring of Honor. You can't say J.J. Watt. You can't say Andre Johnson, because obviously you would want them to come out of retirement if they could. So the first name that came to mind to me of the retired Texans that you would want to see on this team in 2024 is Jonathan Joseph. And I think that would always be my answer, regardless of what year it is or how the rest of the roster looks like, just because you can never have too many corners. He was so good when he was at his peak. And then just as a teammate and as a locker room guy, it really didn't get any better than him.
Yeah. I he's on my list. J.J. is on my list as well. To me, I think there's a better answer to me. and I think it's something that would put this team way over the top. And that's Owen Daniels. Like, can you imagine? Like, Owen Daniels and Dalton Schultz, you can forget everybody else. That's all you would need. And can block a little bit. But clearly probably the best receiving tight end this team's ever had. And then the third one might be a little bit of a surprise, but you know how I feel. I think like they've been missing that extra linebacker, and that's something that they're going to try to get. Ironically, D'Amico Ryans. Like I would
he's there.
I would want D'Amico
Ryans. He's literally in the
building. I thought you was about to say somebody else, man.
Like who?
Brian Cushing.
Or Cush.
Cushing has come out.
My boy plays for him. You know, Cush.
Yeah, but either one of those two linebackers.
What about Jamie Sharper? You want to go back? Go back into the Wayback Machine?
But Cush and Miko were better, yeah. I feel. There were a couple of others that you got me thinking about.
Aaron Glenn?
Oh, my gosh. Aaron Glenn.
What about Arian Foster?
Yes, please. Yes, please. This is going to be like the like in the weeds, but for this team, Mike Brizell.
Like, guard?
Some people might not even remember him, but for 2 or 3 years, about as good a guard as you could have on this team. Brandon Brooks was the best, but he wasn't really good until he left the Texans. Mm-hmm. So if you need a guard, I would say Brizell. Or Brandon Brooks with better coaching.
So one position that kind of gets overlooked now is kick returner. Mm-hmm. And you look now, the way that the NFL rules are changing and the kickoff rules, like kickoff returns might actually be a thing this season. I can't even remember the name now. Was it Andre Davis that I said?
Yeah, you said
Andre Davis. Andre Davis, 3 kick returns for touchdowns as a Texan. Mm-hmm. Did he have 2 in one game? Am I remembering that correctly?
I don't recall.
I remember he had one, like it was like week 17 against Jacksonville.
Though. Jacoby Jones wasn't bad.
No, he wasn't. But he only had one mm-hmm. kick return for a touchdown with the Texans. He was better at it.
I think his
left.
Average was really high.
Yeah.
Average per return.
I think he was better on punts. But that's one guy, that's one position that has kind of gotten overlooked just over the years, but a position that might come back with the way the league is changing the rules at this point.
I'm looking at the depth chart here, and clearly, Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson, I'll take those guys. Something about Mario Williams wouldn't be bad to me.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mario that's Williams. You can put him in. You can kind of do the D'Amico Autry thing.
And by the way, same draft class as D'Amico Ryans.
Yes. You can put him. You can kind of do that.
Just bring back the whole 2006 draft class.
play him inside. Play him outside. Whatever. Mario Williams is an interesting cat. I think Mario Williams and Kareem Jackson. There's another one.
Well, he's not retired yet.
I know, but he's a former Texan.
Yes. But you have to be retired in order to be on.
Well, that's true. But I think Mario.
Don't break the rules.
I think Mario Williams and Kareem Jackson. No players get more unfair treatment from Texans fans than those two guys.
Oh yeah,
like Mario Williams was good, man. Like really, did he have 99.5 sacks in his career? I don't know why I remember that. And Kareem Jackson, because he was so crappy his first two and a half years, he was excellent.
The corner duo of Kareem Jackson and Jonathan Joseph was very underrated for a long stretch. Yeah. I got one more.
Yeah.
Seth Payne.
Look, I hate to be that guy.
Uh-oh.
No. I hate to be that guy. I've said for years, even before he became a teammate here at Sports Radio 610, he was one of my favorite Texans. And I know it kind of embarrasses Seth, but I remember like he was really good. Like, really good on those early teams that weren't that good. Obviously, he made the big play against the Cowboys. But even beyond that, I remember a Dolphins game in Miami. It might have been Andre's first trip back to Miami. I mean, Seth Payne was dominant in that game. And I know, like I said, that kind of embarrassed him, but he was really, really good. I wouldn't argue that.
Yeah, it's one of those positions where you don't put up, like, huge stats or anything. But mm-hmm. those positions are incredibly valuable.
Yeah.
And for a team that has not always been great at stopping the run, it'd be nice to have a run stuffer right in the middle of that defense.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll get back into this later. Sending yours on the text line.
What about Wade Smith?
Vince Wilfork, Wade Smith.
Wade Smith is a good one. I was trying to think of offensive linemen. Wade Smith was a good one, though. Yeah. All right, 713-572-4610, getting your former Texans who have been retired, who you'd like to see return to this team in 24. Coming up next, it's John's favorite week of the year.
It really is.
It's schedule release week.
It really is.
Just the.
I'm sorry.
The most to do about.
I don't
nothing.
Know why you don't like it.
I like games. That's why. Yeah. I like the actual.
This
games.
Is a game. We'll get into it.
All right, John will give his take on the games that he wants to see, when he wants to see them, all that good stuff. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.